Good morning. Here we are again. We're going to open the book of John, John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity we have to be here, to share your word, to share your spirit with each other, to gather with our friends, our family, the family that you've built around us. God, I ask as I speak to my family that you speak through me, God, that what they hear is none of me and all of you. And we ask as we conduct ourselves home later, we do so safely, God, with your watchful eye. We ask all these things in your son's name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Man, I am way far in this book. Right. So at the end of John 13, Jesus actually has delivered harsh news to his disciples. He has said, I'm going away. Peter, because generally if somebody's going to speak up and say something a little rash and crazy, it's going to be Peter. Peter jumps up and says, where are you going? And Jesus says, you can't follow me right now. And Peter says, oh, I think I can. I think I will. And Jesus says, you know what, Peter? No. Not only are you not going to follow me, but you'll deny me three times. Like, in the next day. He delivers this, and then the very next thing he says is, let not your heart be troubled. Peter, you're going to totally walk away from me. Turn your back on me. But don't get rattled. Don't be troubled about it. And then he tells them, I'm going away to make a place ready for you. When I go, I'm coming back. You know where I'm going. And you know the way. And then Thomas jumps up and says, Lord, I don't think we do. I don't know where you're going, and I don't know the way. And then Jesus says, one of the most famous verses in all the Bible, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And in this, he's changed the tone of everything he has said before. He's changed the tone from telling the disciples that things are not going to be easy to telling the disciples that I'm leaving, but it's okay. I'm leaving, but you're not by yourself. You're not lost. You're not without guidance. There's a way, and you know it. And Thomas, this time playing the role of the disciple who doesn't quite get it. They generally tended to swap these roles out. Peter liked to jump into that role a lot, but sometimes Thomas would do it. Thomas misses it entirely, and Jesus goes, you know what? Let me spell it out for you. You know the way to where I'm going. It's me. I'm it. This statement here in John 14, 6 is actually the sixth of seven very famous statements. We call them the I am statements in the book of John, where Jesus says, I am the something. I am the bread of life. I am the water of life. I am the resurrection and the life. In this case, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he does this in a direct callback to Exodus chapter 3. And I need you to go to Pharaoh and tell him to let my people go. Moses says, Who are you? Who do I tell him is giving me this message? I can't just go say, this bush says I have to let people, but you know, you have to let Israel go because the bush told me. What's your name? God says, my name is I Am That I Am. So you tell him, I am said. The Greek translation of that Hebrew word is ego eimi. And Jesus directly uses that in a callback. The first time he does it in front of the Pharisees and they try to kill him. Because what he did was so unmistakably to say, I'm God. I'm calling this on myself. I'm stepping up into this position. I'm him. And each time he says, I am something else, he is recalling that. He's not just saying, I'm the bread of life. Jesus is the bread of life. He's not saying that. He's calling up the very language that God used in Exodus to do this. And he does it, by the way, in front of Jewish audiences who knew the story of Moses from the time they were babies. They had it read to them from the time they were babies. They had it told to them from the time they were babies so that when Jesus says, I am, they know what he's talking about. This is interesting because it's the only one of those statements that actually has three parts to it. Some of them have two, some of them have one. It's very much like the fifth, where Jesus professes to be the life. In the fifth, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. This time he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But I want us to look at something a little different. Normally, we've seen the beginning of John 14 in how many sermons? Dozens, maybe hundreds if you've grown up in churches. John 14, 3, John 14, 6. You go over it so much you could almost recite it in your sleep. Like someone could poke you and say, I go to prepare a place, and you would just immediately like blurt the rest of it out, right? But I want to look at it a little differently because generally we tend to look at this where Jesus tells them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And see, he's talking about eternal life like he did when he said, I am the resurrection and the life. But I don't think that's what's going on here. He's been talking to the disciples about leaving and what's going to happen to them when he's gone. Jesus has been with them for 3 years. He's taught them about God, about eternal life. He's taught them incredibly, completely new things. A new way to worship God, a new way to even think about God. God is Father, as opposed to God is anything else in the Old Testament. And now he's telling them, I have to leave. I'm going away. I'm going to be with my Father for a while, and I'm coming back. You're going to come with me. And they don't understand. I don't think I would either. I don't think if I had been with Jesus for 3 years and Jesus was like, I'm going to be with my Father and you're going to come with me. How? Where? Jesus tells them, essentially, don't sweat it. I'm the way. You know. You already know. You know me. It's interesting to me because he's doing this because though it doesn't say so right here, later on you find these just need this guidance. They're going to need to know the way because they are going to be pulled every which way. There are going to be entire nations roused against them that want to stop them, that want to drive them off. There will be different perversions of the gospel that come up, against which they're going to have to defend, against which they're going to have to dig in, put down stakes and say, this is what we believe here. None of that happens unless you know the way. And when Jesus calls himself the way, I have two different things to think about the way, right? The first thing you think about is ways is a path to get there, right? We have roads that are called ways. Right? If you want to get from here to wherever I'm going for lunch, I need to know the way to get there, which is all the returns I need to take to get there. And that's one way of looking at a way. Another way of looking at a way is the method. What way am I going to lunch? Am I walking? I am not. Am I taking a horse? No. I'm taking my car. That's my way to get there. And Jesus is using both of those. I am not only the path, the route. I'm also the method. I'm also how you're going to get there. And I'm the path you're going to take to get there. I am both of those. This is not, by the way, terribly unusual. One of my favorite movies in the whole world is The Mummy, the 1999 Brendan Fraser Mummy. Thank you very much. And in that movie, we meet a young woman named Evelyn. She is an Egyptologist, much maligned by the Benbridge scholars. And she learns of a lost treasure city called Hamunaptra. And she finds a map. She can't really read the map. And then the map goes away. But she learns of someone who has been there. And she rescues this man and contracts with this man to get there. This man's name is Rick O'Connell. Love Rick O'Connell. Rick, there's a scene where they're on a boat, and the boat is attacked and catches fire, and her cabin catches fire. And he pulls her out of the cabin, and she goes, "Oh no, the map is going to burn up." And on the way out, he looks at her, and he taps himself on the chest and goes, "Relax, I'm the map." Rick O'Connell was the way to Hamunaptra. Not only did he know how to get there, because, and this is important, he had already been there, but he was actually the means by which they would get there, the means by which they would actually be able to cross the desert, because goodness knows, Evelyn and Jonathan had no idea how to get across the desert at all. He was their method to get there and their path to get there. Now, as it turns out, oddly enough, Rick O'Connell was not the way, he was a way. Because there was another guy who knew how to get there, Benny, who unfortunately was on the wrong side of the river. But this is kind of what Jesus is saying. Like, look, you know me. I'm everything you need to get close to God. This is what he says, where he says, no one comes to the Father except through me. I don't think he's just talking about eternal life. I think he's talking about us, his disciples. He wasn't talking to a whole bunch of lost Jews and Pharisees. He was talking to his disciples. No one comes to the Father but through me, except including us. You want to get close to God? Jesus is the way. No one does it except through him. Jesus has all the answers to get close to God. Why? Because he's been there. That's his place. He knows his place, and he's going to be there, and he's going to show us how to get there, because every time we need to get close to God and we look to Jesus, there he is. And he already promised, and he promised his disciples, I'm not leaving you, I'm going to come back and get you, right? But think about how many just huge questions in life we have that are answered just by remembering this. When we feel lost, utterly rudderless in life, I can't be the only one, right? I can't be the only one who's felt like this. Like you wake up one day and you're like, what am I even doing? Right? He's the way. He's the way. And like I said a couple weeks ago, you don't have to know what you're doing a year from now. You can know what you're doing today. Or in a few days. He's the way. When your path isn't clear, when you know you're supposed to be walking a path through life, and you're not real sure what it is. Good news is, he's the way. It's nice. It's really nice if we can see the path ahead of us, isn't it? We really like it when God goes, hey, tell you what, here is your entire map for the next 5 years of your life. Here's your five-year plan. And some of us, I can't say some of us, some of my friends, I don't do this, I'm really bad at it. Some of my friends will draw up a five-year plan. And it's great. But when we don't have that, and we don't know, Jesus does. He's the way. When we aren't even sure, forget five-year plans. when we aren't even sure of our next step, when everything around us is foggy, and we don't even know if our next step is going to be on solid ground. The good news is, and I don't mean to sound dismissive about this, because this is as much for me as it is for anybody else here. Probably it's more for me. Because honestly, I've been fighting this for a while. Right? I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. I have no idea what God has in store for me. No idea. Thought I did. Wrong. Thought I did again. Wrong. I'm really good. One of my great gifts, everybody has spiritual gifts. One of my spiritual gifts is guessing wrong about the next thing I'm supposed to be doing. I figure that if I can sit down and make all my good guesses and then find the opposite of all those, that's probably it, right? If I can find like the negative space around all my guesses, that's probably what God's going to have me do. But none of us know. We're walking, some of us walking more confidently than others into a future, but none of us really know. None of us have any idea. A sudden turn, and we are going in the path that we thought we were walking is gone. Gone. I don't mean obscured. I mean doesn't exist anymore. Gone. Then what? Then what? Well, with a lot of people, this is where you fall into despair. A lot of people, this is where you just kind of give up, pull off to the side, shut things down. And it's understandable. It's a normal human response. It really is. But we have Jesus. We have Jesus. Not because we deserve him, not because we earned him, but because he wants us to. We have Jesus. He says, I am the way. Me. Is the path obscure? Okay. Jesus is not. Right? Is the path hidden? Jesus is not. He's always there. Jesus, I don't know what I'm doing in tomorrow. Don't sweat it. I'll let you know. And he does. He does in so many ways. This is why prayer and being in the Word of God is so important. This is why you do it. You don't do it out of ritual. You do it because you don't know what you're doing tomorrow. You're doing it because God might want to tell you a little something. God might want to tell you what you're going to do tomorrow. Maybe. You won't know unless you're there, right? You won't know it unless you're right there with Jesus, because that, he says, no one comes to the Father but by me. There are a lot of people right here asking out in the world right now, how do I know God? How do I get close to God? This is it. A lot of Christians are like, you know what? I want to get closer to God. That's what Jesus is there for. I mean, you've got to be in communication. You can't just say, oh, Jesus is nice. Wherever he is, huh? Somewhere. Right, you can't do that. Jesus is the way. Seek him, you'll find him. Right? There are so many people that don't know what's real in this world. Who do I believe? So many people will lie to you, just lie to you. Not even accidentally. Some people will just deceive you because they don't know better. Some people just flat out lie to you because that's what they do. It's who they are. Jesus not only said on the way, he said on the truth. Just going to touch on these lately, because honestly, each one of these it's its own little sermon. Each one of these is absolutely its own sermon. I was gonna, like expand on each one of those, and I sat down and my wife Candy, bless her, was helping me make notes, and I got to a certain point. I'm like, I can't, because you guys are not signed on for an hour and 45 minute sermon. Nobody is signed on for an hour and 45 minutes of me. At any point, ever, but definitely not you. You guys, I love you all too much to subject you to that. But I will just briefly touch on that. There are a lot of people out there who are looking for what's real in the world, what's honest, what's genuine. Jesus says, "I'm the truth. I'm the truth. I'm the life. People, how do I live a good life in this world? How can I really live? I feel like I'm just stultified and stale. I'm not, nothing's, this world feels so dull and lifeless. How do I live? Jesus says, me. Me. I'm the life. And I'm not talking about even lost people. I'm talking about Christians. I'm talking about Christians who wander around and have these questions. You know what? These are natural human questions. If you have these questions, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm 100% with you, right? I have them all the time. I asked a couple of them this very week. God, what am I even doing? Have you guys ever done that? Have you gotten to the point where you're just in your prayer going, God, what am I even doing? I do that. Fortunately, or maybe, you know, because God loves me. I don't know why, but here we are. I am the way, Jesus says. I am the way. Don't know what you're doing. Don't know where you're going. Follow me. Stick with me. It'll be fine. Let not your heart be troubled. It's really hard to do great work for God if your heart's troubled all the time, right? Let not your heart be troubled. I am. Let's just skip from the beginning of verse 1 to the beginning of verse 6, right? Let not your heart be troubled. I am the way. And that's kind of all of it, isn't it? That's kind of, man, you can hang that on your wall and look at that every day. That's never old. That's never bad. Let not your heart be troubled. I am the way. And I'm going to think of a good way to close this out. I'm about done. We don't have to guess. Life isn't about guessing, because we know the way. We know he's right here. And he has told us, I'm it. You know. Let's pray. God, you know that the world is not a gentle world. The world is broken. It's full of sin. It's full of people who are sinners from the very beginning, including all of us. We're redeemed, but we're redeemed. We're not perfect. We do things that we don't want to do, and we don't do things that we do want to do. Help us to remember every day, multiple times a day, that you are the way, that you're the one who shows us where to go and shows us how to go and gets us there, that you are the path and that you are the method. God, help us to remind each other. Help us to, like Joseph taught in Sunday school this morning, to bear each other's burdens and remind each other that you are the way. To maybe take one of our brothers and sisters by the shoulder and say, well, come on, I'm going to go this way with Jesus, and you just come with me. He's right here. Now, I ask this for all of us, because this world is not going to get any better. And our churches need to be strong. Our hearts need to be strong. We need to trust in you more and more every single day, because battles are coming. We can't duck them. We can't hide from them. We can only trust in you to fight them for us and to help us be victorious as your family, as your bride, and as your church. God, be with us as we go out into the world this week. Remind us of that we ought to know. Help us to put it in the place. We ask all these things in your Son's name. Amen.
If you would like to know more about us, you can find us on the web at wpbcmd.org and on Facebook at White Plains Baptist Church 1978.